Josh, when we talked earlier in the week, you said you were looking forward to going up against Perryman. What did you see from him today?
He's a great athlete. I think he could have went to the league last year, but it was fun going against him. He's a load to try to block, but we were able to get him down a few times and make plays.
Jamal, can you talk a little bit about the interception and kind of what happened on that last play?
Oh, yeah, that interception came directly from film study. We saw that pretty much almost every time in the red zone or close to the end zone, when they got in a stack receiver, they were pretty much running the smash route, or they were running what we call the sting route, where it's the smash, it's the fake smash, and then he goes back inside. I mean, I knew he was going to do it, and it was just a matter of the quarterback throwing the ball, and yeah, the ball was in there, so I just tried to go up and make a play.
Miami only converted 1 out of 5 third down conversions. What did y'all do to limit them to 20%?
We didn't do anything. We just had to play better. I mean, we did the same stuff we did in the first half, and we just executed a little better. So, I mean, you do that, and then you get off the field.
With the exception of the Georgia Southern game, it does seem like in the second half y'all played better than in the first half. Is it a matter of, as Coach Johnson said, just simplifying everything and letting y'all attack, or what is the key?
I mean, there's really nothing different. We're running our same stuff, really. I mean, we tweak some things week to week, but it's just a matter of overlapping each other with great effort. And, I mean, one person busts and then you got 10 other guys running to the ball, I mean, you kind of don't notice the bust. So it's not that we're doing anything different. We're just playing better.
For both you guys, how much of a factor was the crowd and kind of the rowdiness at times during the game?
Oh, it was a great atmosphere. I mean, Saturday night, Bobby died, whiteout. You couldn't ask for a better atmosphere, I think. It helped us a lot. I mean, we love when the fans get behind us, and that was a great atmosphere to play in tonight.
Jamal, on kickoff return, it seemed like you had a little more room to run this game. How was the blocking up front?
Oh, it was great. We really pushed on that coming off of the last game because we hadn't been too good on it. And Coach Ray really pushed on that going into the off week. And we worked kick return really hard, and you can tell that we have been working on it because the seams opened up a little more, and I feel like we'll continue to get better.
Ed Charles, on that 4th and 2, you know, Coach obviously showed confidence in the offense going for it there. How much confidence does that give you guys as players?
Yeah, I mean, we came in the huddle because Johnson was like, we do this every day at practice, and it was just about basic option play. Got it kicked, and Deion made a great play, so it was execution. Oh, yeah, I feel great. I mean, it hurt to be out last week, 2 weeks ago, but we got the win. That's all that mattered. It just felt great to be able to come back out healthy and help my team win a game. So.
Jamal, both you and Isaiah came through a big part of that. I think it seemed like a lot of, you kept being able to keep everything in front of you. Can you describe just, you know, how much better you felt like you guys did and what your contribution to safety level was?
We still had some miscues back there, but for the most part, we had our eyes in the right place, and you know, we studied them really hard. You know, we had 2 weeks to study them. We studied them really hard on film, and you could kind of predict the routes that were coming, and when it was time to make a play, we both stepped up and made a play. So credits out to Coach Roof and the coaching staff for getting us in the right position.
Any more questions?
For both guys, you mentioned Jamal the week off. How much – energy-wise, you feel like you had maybe more than
typical game tonight? Oh, I mean, coming off a bye week, we were all fresh. I mean, guys were able to get healthy, and we just came out and flew all around. I mean, we had a lot left in the tank at the end also. So, I mean, conditioning was great, and we just flew around all game.
Any more questions? Thanks, fellas. Next up, Quayshon Neely, Justin Thomas.